Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to this December the 27th edition of Team Liberty Radio, and I am your host, Shane LaCroix. And in the next 30 minutes, we're going to be looking at five things to watch in the new year of 2016. What I mean by that is five things that may or may not happen next year. This is from the outside looking in from my observations at the way things are trending that may or may not happen between January 1st, 2016, and December 31st, 2016. But I hope everybody had a Merry Christmas and remember the reason for the season, the birth of our Savior, Lord Jesus Christ. And I'd like to thank everybody for viewing the website at teamliberty1776.wordpress.com. Spreading the word about it. We're close to breaking my goal for the year by December 31st, 2015, to be at 400 views since the website's only been up since October. So I thank everybody for getting the word out, viewing it. Thank y'all. And today's article will be up with the show. The article for this show will be up after the show, as I'm still currently working on it. Now, sometimes I like to have these articles done, but here lately with everything going on with the holidays, I have been able to. After first of the year, we're going to try to change that and have the article up by at least the morning of the show, if not the Saturday before, the day before the show, and get everybody time to read it and comment on the show about the article. Speaking, if you want to comment on the show, the only way you can do that is live, and our calling number is 845-277-9109. We also do have a chat board that I like to get everybody's opinion on, and note both of these can only be used during the live show. They cannot be used during the podcast or, like I said, visit the website, leave your comments on there. Any questions, shoot me an email. My contact information is on there. Or if you're interested in being a guest, send me a message. We'll see what we can do. Before we get into the heart of the matter, I'd like to hit on a couple of topics, actually. One that I found, come across this week, and it's a nice little rumor going around as I was reading it. The next day I called the elections office for the state of North Carolina that I'm in because it was listed on there. Somebody has started the rumor that Donald Trump is not on the Republican GOP nomination for the primaries in the state of North Carolina and four other states come in 2016. Well, I called the board elections in the state of North Carolina, and that is not true as of right now. None of them has turned in their votes the signatures for it yet to be on the ballot. The North Carolina primary is been moved up to March 15th this year. They have a deadline. I'm not sure what that deadline is. I did not ask. But that's just some of these rumors that keep going around to help try to push down Donald Trump's momentum coming into the primaries. By the polls, he is the actual leader of the Republican primary. And to the establishment and the neocons, that is something they do not like. They know he threatens the establishment, so they're doing everything they can to dishearten all the voters that have voted for him. Like I said, my top three as right now is Rand Paul, Donald Trump, and Ted Cruz. And of the three, my two best picks for presidents would be Rand Paul and Donald Trump. I'd like to see them be on the ticket together. If one gets the presidency, the other will be the vice president, but that's just my opinion. Everybody is entitled to their own. But after this quick break, we'll be getting to the heart of the matter. We'll be right back after this quick break. Welcome back, and if you would like to contact us and make your question or comment regarding our topic for today's show, the call-in number is area code 845-277-9109. And today's topic is five things to watch in the new year of 2016. These are five things that I've been watching the Canada that are may or may not happen, but have a possibility of happening. So we're going to look at them for the remaining of our time, and we may or may not go into overdrive. If we do, you can call in or listen to the broadcast over the internet. But let's get started with the first thing is the economy and the stock market and the crash that may be impending with the raise of the interest rates that our Federal Reserve did. I listened to two good economists that really tells you what's going on in the market, don't sugarcoat it. And things both of these have said was going to happen, they predicted before they happened. Those two is Peter Schiff of EuroPac Capital and Gerald Celente of the Trends Research Journal. These are two good resources to watch for the stock market if you have stuff invested in the stock market, your mutual funds, your retirement. These are two good guys to listen to what they have said. I have followed their advice with my retirement, and they are pretty well knowledgeable. Peter Schiff is a well-respected voice in predictions on the stock market, economist. Gerald Celente is the founder of the Hollywood Stock Exchange. Research both these guys, and you'll see what I'm talking about. They are pretty well knowledgeable, like I said, experts in their field. And the reason why I'm saying this is these are not in order on how they may happen, these five. But number one to me is the economy, because that affects everybody in the United States, how the economy is doing, fix everybody's jobs, the ones that are working. So what got me put this down first is where the interest rates was raised by the Federal Reserve, which means if you got a adjustable rate mortgage or credit card, your interest rates are going to rise on that. That's why on my mortgage I have a fixed interest rate where they can't go in there and play with the rates to charge me more and demand that balloon payment. It's all about research, folks. That's what it's all about. And the second thing I want to talk about is false flag attacks. And that's actually the next two sort of go in together, false flag attacks and terrorist attacks that may or may not happen. And the reason I threw these two in is because of the shooting out in San Bernardino, California. Those was not a false flag attack. That was an actual terrorist attack in the United States, unlike 9/11 was a false flag. I know some people will have a difference of opinion on this with me, and I respect your opinion. I just ask that you respect mine. But the evidence keeps piling up on the Volkswagen 911, but that's neither here nor there for right now. But the reason why I throw these two in, and I don't want nobody to say I'm a Islamophobe, because I have friends that are of Muslim faith. One of my good friends is from Egypt. He's a Muslim, was raised, but he's one of the peaceful guys. He says this radical Islam is a bunch of crap. He does not believe in it. He does the violence of the Quran, he does not believe in. That is only a small sect. And he believes the same that the majority of us that knows the truth going on, that the 85 to 90% of these refugees that are supposedly coming over here to seek asylum for political reasons, political unrest, and destroy their homeland, he believes the same as a lot of us do, that they are soldiers for ISIS that failed at their takeover of Assad in Syria, and they're here to stage war on the jihad on America for their favorite sons, our wonderful president of the United States, Barack Obama. And folks, I got a feeling as it gets closer to the election and they see they're not going to pass the gun control bill that they're trying to ram through Congress and Senate right now, that you're going to see more attacks, that's what I mean by false flags, on the United States. There is an article that I have found. I can't remember where I pulled the article up from, but it is a credible source. I do remember that because I researched it and I found a lot of their evidence where they got it from. But 93 secret ISIS sleeper cells in America. And this talking about where some of their next targets may be. And this is scary when I look at this article. But folks, we need to watch what is going on here. That some of their attacks are the usual suspects, but folks, we need to stand up and start speaking out for the truth here, demand our constitutional rights. And some people's going to disagree with what I said, with what I'm going to say right here, but folks, we need to wake up, and Obama's going for broke on this. And if you want to make him a martyr, there's talking about impeaching him and all this. You will only make him a martyr if you was to arrest him. I agree he needs to be charged with treason, but it's a little bit too late to do that. We need to take it to him and get him out of office, strip him. Our Congress needs to grow up, strip him of his powers, veto everything he does. I know there is a presidential veto, but if my thinking is right, we do have a way to... Then I got to do more research on this to stop his congressional powers. I can't remember what exactly it is. See, this is teleprompter I'm going off the top of my head here. But there is a way to strip him of his presidential powers, his automatic. Is what I hate when I don't have the ability right here in front of me. But to strip him of his Bill signed executive orders. That's the word I'm on. Chairman of executive order power to sign these executive orders. And our Congress and Senate needs to grow the guts, the cojones, to tell him to say, no more of your crap going on here in America. But the we've covered the economy, false flag tax, and terrorist attacks. The fourth one and fifth one sort of tie in together, too. And the fourth one, like I said, these are not in order. These are just how I wrote them down. But the fourth one is the presidential election of this year. And what I mean by the presidential election, why we need to watch that, is if the establishment does not see their candidate on either side, let's say for some fluke of reason on the Republican side that Jeb Bush does get it, he's going against Hillary. We know what's going to happen. We're going to have another, everybody thinks Obama was bad. Hillary Clinton's going to be nothing. The only reason Bush was put in the race was to be a shoe-in for Clinton to be in there. Everybody knows that Clinton is the Democratic side nominee. She's going to be the Democrat presidential candidate. And if it's anybody else besides Bush or Rubio or a couple more that I will not mention because I ain't going to give them the airtime, I could see the president has the constitutional right to declare to suspend the election and declare martial law until he sees the time fit to lift martial law. And if he does that, if Obama does that, because let's say Trump or Paul is going to win, then you will see Obama get what he would like, a dictatorship in the United States. And I know some people are asking, how can he do that? He will actually go to the Constitution. There is a article in the Constitution that states that the election can be suspended at any time due to civil unrest in the United States. And like I said, these are just my thoughts and prediction, what I could see. But if somebody like Trump, Rand Paul, or Cruz was to be Clinton on election night, I could see the establishment going into martial law to suspend that from happening, to stop the elections, and just do a dictatorship. Folks, I know there's going to be some that disagree with me. But, hey, I respect your opinion. Let's be respectful. Like I said, the article's going to be up after the show sometime. I'm still working on it, and they go more in-depth on this. But we need to wake up and realize what is going on in our country. There is no two parties anymore. There is no Democrats. There is no Republicans. They're both two sides of the same coin. And I know probably people are saying, why? Then why are you pulling for Rand Paul, Donald Trump, their own Republican? Because this is just my opinion, those two realize that the way the it is set up now, an independent or a libertarian candidate does not have a snowball's chance in Hades of winning the election with the corruptness of the two-party system. We need to go back to when there was no parties. Don't run on a party's name. Run on your own name and let the best man or woman for the job of running this country. We can make America better again, but we need to wake up America. We need to tell these corrupt officials, the establishment, to go bye-bye. That's a lot of the way I can say it on this being a family-friendly radio show. I could say a whole lot more, but I like having my radio show. So, folks, we need to wake up and realize what is going on. But these five things, the economy, false flag attacks, terrorist attacks, presidential election, and martial law, are five things that I can see happening in the United States in 2016. Note I did not go all around the world and do the whole five things I can see in the world, because that would take more time than I have to do the show tonight. And that may be something we do in a future episode. But, folks, we need to stand up, draw our line in the sand, and be ready to fight. Because, unfortunately, I see it coming. Now, we may have to actually have a revolution, a new revolution, to take our country back. And that's not what I'm wanting. I want an info war, an information war, waking people up that way. But I know if some of these things do come true, the crash of the economy, the false flag attacks, terrorist attacks, the rigged presidential election that turned into martial law, you're going to see the rebellion start. And I know that's what the establishment, the neocons, want. But you know the old saying is, be careful what you wish for. Look back at history, because history may repeat itself. Learn from history and don't make the same mistakes. Well, neocons, establishment, you've been making the same mistakes that the British made before the Independence War, the Revolutionary War. You need to take a step back and look at what you're doing. And remember, only 3% of the American population defeated at that time the best army in the world. A bunch of farmers with pitchforks, as General Cornwallis said. A lot of people think that some of these movies, like Shooter with Mark Wahlberg, The Patriot, are loosely based on fiction. Nah, a lot of them movies are composites of several stories, especially The Patriot. Benjamin Martin's character, played by Mel Gibson, is based on one guy called Francis Marion. He was known as the Swamp Fox, not the Ghost, but he was called the Swamp Fox. He was a farmer. But Francis Marion got tired of what was going on, and he took the war to the British when they came to South Carolina. And a lot of the other ones liked Francis Marion. So I'm going to ask you, which side are you going to be on? Are you going to defend what is yours, or are you going to lay down and lick the boots of government who is not going to look after you but use you, then throw you away like yesterday's garbage. Folks, we need to stand up and realize what is going on. But folks, between now and next Sunday's show in January, I want you to take which will be January the 3rd, I want you to take a step back and look at yourself and look at your life and know that we're coming into a dangerous time in American history, a time that we've never seen before. The likes has not been seen since, honestly, 1776. And if they want to keep pushing, they need to go back and realize history will repeat itself. And we, the patriots of the United States, will defend ourselves. We will take back what was given to us by our Father, our Creator, God. He gave us certain inalienable rights, giving them to us that no government can take, that a government that wants to turn a right into a privilege, folks, we need to man up. And that goes for men, women, to man up and defend what is ours. First, let's go for an info war and wake more people up. Because the more people that know what is going on, the better we can stop it. The greatest lie ever told was that the devil made people believe that he does not exist. Well, the devil does exist, folks, and he's running rampant today. These neocons, establishments, that's who they worship. They worship the devil. They're into Satanism. They're satanic. They are scared of people who knows right and wrong, who will believe in the Savior, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be his name. They are scared of us. That's why they are pushing, trying to take our rights away. But folks, it is up to us to take back what is ours. We're in the 90 seconds left in the show. And I want you to take a minute to realize what is going on, to wake up, to defend what is yours. And remember, we can turn it around, but we got to start today. I'm doing my part, and I want you to do yours. Spread the word about the show, about the website. Learn the Constitution. Learn what your rights are. I know some people may be thinking, what are you talking about? But, folks, we need to take back. I know I got a little bit of a rant, but like I said, the article will be up sometime tonight about the show, 5 Things to Watch in 2016. Visit our website, www.teamliberty1776.wordpress.com. And I hope everybody has a happy, safe, and blessed New Year. We will catch you back next Sunday, January 3rd, 2016. Again, our website is Team Liberty Radio, Team Liberty 1776.wordpress.com. We will see you next Sunday at 6 p.m.